At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Oh boy, it's bonus pod time. Strap it on or strap it in, whatever they say.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self.
Awesome.
A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
Hurtful.
You start being fat, angry Stretch.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Wow. That guy's an a-hole. I didn't like that guy. His little fancy accent. Calling me names. Calling me an a-hole. You're an a-hole. I'm not an a-hole. Oh, boy. I am freshly back from my pastor convention that I went to today. And that was nice. I got to see some of my favorite, radio preachers and hear them speak. And it was for pastors, so they, were kind of giving it to you that way, which is great for me because, as I tell you, as much as I am a natural ranting a-hole here on the Stretch Show podcast, aka Fat to Fit or Else, I am very deeply vested in my Bible study podcast. That is what I'm doing. And what's weird is I'm like, wow, I have to sit here and tell you how vested I am, but I actually there's income associated with this podcast. The Bible study podcast, I refuse to put commercials on or have anything attached to it because I'm incredibly passionate about the word and think it should be free. So why am I so vested in that one? I'm a sucker. That's what I tell you guys. There was a speaker there that was a preacher from Denver too, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him afterwards because it was so biggy and packed. And I would love to have talked to him. I love Denver, and the people of Denver are freaking awesome. So that was where I was. I had another fun update after I went back to my parents on Tuesday, and my dad is still complaining about his cameras. I flipped out on him, so now he's way more ginger at dealing with that issue with me. But he's like, yeah, I'm just going to go buy a security camera set and put it on because he's realized, thank God, after I destroyed him, that his phone is the problem, and it's why it's a little glitchy. There's nothing wrong with the system. It's his phone. And so he wants to go get a hardwired system now and put it and run it onto the HDMI 2 input on his TV. And guess who's not helping with that? This guy, both my hands are up right now. Both of my hands are up, but I am not participating or helping on that at all. I'm recording really early. I'm excited. The Dodger game just started at 3:00, and I think they're still in the first inning as I record this, so I will go in and watch the rest of that. I don't like baseball, but I watch playoff baseball. Basketball, I can go the entire season without watching a game, and the same thing in the playoffs, I'll watch. Same thing with hockey. I like hockey. I just don't follow it enough, and then I'll watch playoff hockey. But football, I would watch a high school girls' flag football team. I would watch that game and love it just because, not because I'm a perv, just because I love me the foosball. And then soccer's a tough one. If I'm thinking I'm going to get sex afterwards, I'll go to a soccer game with you. Probably. That's because the only time I've ever been to a soccer game was with my wife when we were dating and I was still trying to get the nookie and was greatly concerned with that. Now, I've had the Nookie, let's say, for 23 years. If she said, let's go to the soccer game, I'd be like, yeah, call your gay boyfriend to go with you because I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah, that's what I would tell her. No, you know who I would tell her? Next time she asks me to go to soccer game, I'm going to say, take Mean Spira Lady. She likes soccer. She loves the soccer. Tell her to go hang out with my wife. But then, see, I don't know. My wife would try to steal business from me. I'm certain she would. Like, my wife is ruthless because she's a salesperson and she's in advertising. I'm pretty sure she would try to swipe business straight off of my plate and put it on her plate and be like, oh, yeah, gotcha, bitch. I'd be like, yo, Mean Spire Lady was my friend. Like, that was my contact. She would be like, yeah, no. Mine now. See ya. I cut him a better deal. I'm not joking. This is part why I'm laughing so hard. And then what else did I have? Got to hang out with my bizoy Ice. I love that dumb dog. I really do. He's having a tough time right now because, like, have I mentioned my dad's an a-hole and his bipolar is all hell? And one minute, like, the dog will come up and he'll be like, hey, buddy, here, have some cookies. And then the next minute, the dog comes up and he's like, get the hell away from me, you damn dog, begging all the time. And I'm like, dude, can't be inconsistent with a dog. They don't get that. Either don't give them food or give them food, but do whatever you do all the time because they don't get it. He's just a moron. He doesn't understand. Not Ice, my dad. I found this story and I felt I absolutely have to talk about it because it's just makes me love Kim Kardashian. And you're like, what? Back the truck up and sit my cup down. Tangeray and ET, I'm effed up now. What did you say, Stretch? I said, it makes me love Kim Kardashian. Yeah, I hate the Kardashians. I'm with you guys 100% on that. But Kim Kardashian, who has the Skims, which she stole that, right? That was, I forget what it was called. It was a company that had them before. And then she just basically ripped it off and made it more expensive. And people started buying the hell out of hers. It's like control top pantyhose, basically. Well, they've broadened out. Now they have a bunch of stuff. And she now has a new Skims thong. And it is getting a lot of attention because it literally is a string that goes up the crack of your ass. If you had it on and you walked through the room and you were only wearing that, it would be all eyes glued to you because it would look like you were naked. And this one's really gonna look like you're naked when you turn around. So it has a string up your butt, which makes it a thong, 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 thong. Straight up Cisco ain't got nothing on this thong. It's a thong, 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 thong. And the front, when you spin it around, that little triangle patch of fabric, that is all it would be because it's the little triangle patch with the rope up your butt and it's a rope around on both hips. It's covered in fake pubic hair. So basically, you would look naked if you were walking around and you would not only look naked, you would look like Jungle Jill. I'm old and I'm not sure what the modern pubic hair trimming system is for young ladies today. Because if I asked one that, I would probably get sued or like beat up by their boyfriend or something. So I'm not going to ask any young ladies this, but it's a big old bush. It's a bushy bush. It's like Gavin Bush. It's bushy. It's super bushy bush. It's more bushy than George W. Bush. It's that bushy. It's bushy bush. And it's a patch of bush, so it looks like you're butt naked. It's black, long pubic hair, and then a rope up your butt and a rope around the sides. So go Kim Kardashian. Let's scroll down and see if they say $32. So there you go. And they say fans of the $32 underpants, I would not call them pants. I would call them the $32 patch of pubes is what I would call them. They've already sold out. And they debuted just last week. I would maybe buy that for my wife just to see the look on her face. But then I'd be like, what a waste of $32 because she's not going to wear it. She's not going to walk around the house with a big hairy beeve on and a rope up her butt. That's not going to happen. Yeah. So there you go. Kim. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. It's got a... Okay, this just got better. You're saying, Stretch, what if I'm a ginger and I buy the Kim Kardashian beef underwear and they got big black pubes? Well, apparently they got you covered because they come in every color. They have the faux hair micro string thong, is what it's called, and it has brown, red. Oh my God, the red one. If I was a redheaded person, I would be highly offended at the red one. So the brown one is just like the black one, but it's brown curly pubes. The red, it looks straight like it's the hair off of Chewbacca, and it's straight. It's not curly. I don't know if gingers don't have curly pubes. I don't think I've ever seen ginger pubes. Now I'm racking my brain to think. But they're straight, and it looks like someone ripped a patch of fur off of Chewbacca. It's like the ginger's going to come out with that on, and you're going to go... That's not good. Poor ginger beef. Wow. Okay, that I'm sorry, though. The more I look at this, the more I'm like, gotta love Kim Kardashian. I have been sick since last week. It really has been annoying. All right, let's get into more fun. There is an OnlyFans model. It's a gutter episode. If you haven't figured that out yet, it's a gutter episode of The Stretch Show. Anything that is socially redeeming is out the window, and we're just going to talk smack. Freaking merkins. You know what a merkin is? A merkin, if you don't know, I'll tell you what a merkin is. A merkin is a little patch of fake pubic hair that they would use in movie sets so that when actors are naked and simulating sex and like, and it'll be like, there's doing a rated R movie, the woman would be have to be naked the way the camera angle is, and then the guy's clearly naked because they're showing his butt and it looks like they're going to Pound Town. Well, they take a merkin, which is basically fake pubes, and they put it between them so that like neither of them can catch an STD from one another. You can also get pregnant. It's crazy world, but anyway, it's to protect the actors, the merkin that goes between them. It's fake big old leg. It's like a faux hawk for your hoosits. And I would call them merkin thong is what I would call it. That's what I would call that thing, because that's really what it looks like. All right, let's see what this girl is doing. She is going on OnlyFans. She is a stripper. And about a year ago, she decided, hey, you know what? What if COVID comes back and I can't strip? I better get on the OnlyFans and get my following going. Smart move, toots. I'm down with that. I'm not saying I'm going to go there, but I'm saying, you know, you're an entrepreneurial spirit is what you are. Well, she has found out that dudes, and this is the thing, and this goes way back to the Stretch Show on Sirius XM. Shout out to my Canadian homies that listen to that and anybody here in America that was down with the Stretch Show on the Maxim channel. This was a thing back then because we would talk about sexual fetishes, but men will pay $200 for her to fart for them. Like, dudes are turned on by that. Not gonna lie. If I put the merkin underwear from Kim Kardashian on my wife and she was walking around in those, I'd be like, whoa, that's hot. Then if she farted, I'd be like, you beast, get out of my sight. You're disgusting. I'm sorry, there's no turn on to a girl farting. Just like I'm assuming not a lot of girls think it's hilarious or sexy when dumbass guys fart around their girl. That's something I don't do, by the way. You would think I'm a knuckle dragger, but I go out of my way to try and not do that. Oh, God. So this girl gets, $200 to $300 for farting on OnlyFans. Yeah, there you go. That is, just shows you, guys are disgusting. And she'll film herself. Yeah, most of her income comes from stripping 3 to 4 nights a week. But she makes a little bit of money on OnlyFans, farting on camera for guys. Yeah. They say OnlyFans takes a big chunk of it, that they're not really that big of it. Her fart video, for instance, is sold directly and she keeps the full $130 on the fart video. She did one, she said, just for $130. Nope. I can't, guys. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you a hilarious story related to farting at the end of the show here. Here is a story about 70% of people who have near-death. I'm fascinated with near-death experiences. I've gone down that rabbit hole on YouTube. Screws up your algorithm, though, because you'll never stop getting those videos. But I went many hours down the rabbit hole one night and there's shows based on near-death experiences. And this says 70% of people that have a near-death experience make this change even more than getting a divorce. So there you go. You have a near-death experience. Do you wake up and say, you know what? I got a second chance. I'm getting rid of this loser spouse of mine. So it's perhaps like some people do. They say 15% of severely ill patients report enduring a near-death experience, which is an overwhelming out-of-body sensation. Basically, they feel like they go to heaven or hell, and then something saves them, or they get snatched out of there, and they come back, and they feel like they have it. So they have 167 people who reported that feeling. And they say one major coping mechanism stood out amongst them all. 70% of participants reported a shift in their religious and spiritual beliefs and their fears of death in the aftermath of their near-death experience. I would hope so. 70%. You know what's crazy? I'm going to say the fact that it's not 100% startles me. Not 100% startles me. Remember, I'm sitting here doing Bible study podcast because I've had dreams with Jesus, and I wasn't dead, and I wasn't in hell and getting saved and brought back. I've just had some really trippy paranormal type experiences that have confirmed and cemented my faith. But if I was dead and in hell, and then Jesus comes in and grabs me, and the next thing I know, I'm alive and on an operating table. That's 100%. I'm going all in on religion when I get back. But 70%. But then again, there's a lot of people that die and go to heaven, and then they're like, oh, this is great. And then they're like, yeah, sorry, not your time. Beep. And then you're back. Beep, 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 beep. So, yeah, I thought it would be higher. When I saw 70%, I wanted to click on the story because I'm like, if it's 70%, maybe it is getting rid of your spouse or, you know, I don't know. That's crazy. And then here's, would you do this, ladies? Because this is a question. Guys, I'm going to say, you're going to say yes because we're guys. But apparently a lot of people are totally open to putting logos at their wedding. A brand logo on your wedding cake or dress or something like that. They say 6 in 10 Americans would let a brand sponsor their wedding. Dude, I'm not going to lie. My name is Stretch. I used to be famous on the radio. And anyway, I was getting married, and there was this radio show called Jamie and Danny that I was a part of. And a reality show came and said, hey, let us do your wedding, and we'll pay for it. And my wife was like, not no. F no, if you ask me anything that stupid again, I'm going to cut off your penis. Or some of it, because it's way too large, is I believe what her exact verbiage was. I'm going to cut off some of it so it would be more bearable for me. But I don't remember the exact conversation other than it was a hard pass on that. But I did ask. I asked, so I know guys will do it. Ah, boy. Here we go. And then they say women, just go back to the gold digger conversation of the last podcast where women are basically zip coding. And I get zip coded not in a dating situation, but I get zip coded in, because I have a 90272 is the Palisades and it's on all my IDs and stuff, and people will charge you more. They're like, oh, this is a rich mofo. You live in Palisades. And they will come at you and I'll be like, yeah, I'm not rich. Go to hell. Uh-oh. I just got the medical back on my German Shepherd. Everything is normal. Even though they said she had mild tooth, something on her, nest from not chewing enough. Ice has perfect, beautiful teeth because he chews everything nonstop. All right, well, that's good. And she's just now eating. By the way, her thing was she was losing weight, and we got afraid that maybe she had cancer. She had like a little knot on her side, but the knot was nothing. And they said she needs to start eating puppy food. She is high energy and super athletic, and she plays and runs. And my in-laws who feed her used to. Now it's weird since my father-in-law fell. They weren't feeding her enough over there. Ask me why my wife doesn't feed her. I don't know. Because ice is overfed. My parents are giving ice diabetes. My mother-in-law and father-in-law are turning my German Shepherd into freaking an anorexic. So that's what we got going on. Am I out of stories already? I think I'm out of stories. That's crazy. I saw an article here about a clever way to cover up the tattoo name of an ex on your body. No. Here's a clever way. Come to Stretch and say, I got my boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, lover, whatever. Any name on your body that isn't mom or something like that, or like your child's, I'll give you that one. I'm fine with it. I'm not anti getting a name on you. I'm anti getting the name of a romantic partner on you, because as bad, you're stupid. You're going to be getting that crap covered up or burned off or something. And I've had tattoos burned off, but I was never so stupid to get someone else's name on there. Yeah, nah, not doing that. All right. Here is my hysterical story for your listening pleasure before I let you go for the weekend. And this, my friends, is the truth. Nothing but the truth. So help me God. As I walked ice on Tuesday in the beautiful city of Downey, and it's dark now early, and we're walking. And sure enough, we get up into an area where there's a big field, not the park, we're by school. And we start walking, and I see a lady on the lawn with her dogs. Next thing I know, her dogs are sprinting at us. Two big dogs running straight at ice. And he's having flashbacks of getting jumped. So I already tell by his posture, he's going to start fighting the second they get over here. And I yell at the lady and I say, my dog's not nice. Leash your dogs. Oh, true story. Oh, my dogs are friendly. To which I reply, my fucking dog is not friendly. Put your dogs on a fucking leash or they're going to get attacked by my dog. That was how that conversation went. To which I think this lady was offended. And when she became offended, she snatched her dogs up and ran away like I had just punched her in the face. But whatever, you're an idiot. Don't let your dogs off a leash. Don't ever trust someone else's dog. Don't put another person in that position to have to, like, let their dog attack your dog or fight your dog. And then once the temperature escalates, it's hard to get in the middle to grab them. You're an idiot. Don't be an idiot. So, and then after that, whenever he gets to that mode, and I get it, I'm the same way. I've been in many fights myself. After you get, or you get to where you're about to get in a fight with someone, your adrenaline is pumping, your heart's racing. You had a big adrenaline dump in your body is what it is, and you're in that fight or flight mode, and you're choosing fight, you're ready to fight, and then it doesn't happen. You're like walking around, like, you're like pumped, you're ready to fight, you want, and you're angry, and dogs are no different. Than that's just animal behavior. And so Ice is fired up and he's walking, he's and he's snorting, he's looking back, and I keep having this. And here's what sucks. Ice didn't do anything wrong, and I kept having to snap the pinch collar. He wears a pinch collar so I can control his ass when I need to. And I'm snapping him, because he keeps huffing and puffing and wanting to turn around. He's ready to fight. He wants to fight. And I'm like, dude, chill. Like, we're cool. Like, it's cool. Chill. And so we're walking. Well, we get about another block away, and it's this one of those blocks that doesn't have any streetlights. And, you know, you have that, like, you have areas in your neighborhood where you're like, man, it is so dark over here. And we get into one of those, and all of a sudden Ice just stops and he takes a dump. And I have, imagine it's from getting pissed, and he literally had diarrhea. So, but I can't tell it's diarrhea yet. I just see Ice taking a dump on these people's lawn. So I'm like, dude, seriously? I can't see. So he's standing there now, huffing and puffing still. And I put the poop bag on my hand and I reach over to where he was pooping. And well, it was like a strain of diarrhea poo. And I drug my non-covered hand right through the poopy. And then I scoop it up and it's runny poop. And it's all over like the bottom of my hand and on my arm, because it was everywhere and I couldn't see because it was so dark. And then I had to walk like another 2-3 blocks after that back to the house. And by the time I got home, Ice had huffed and puffed some more and moved around. I had to switch hands on the leash. And then I got poop on my other hand. It was awful. Awful. Like literally trying to walk and not gag was not fun. I hope you're not gagging or eating breakfast as you hear the podcast today. But that is a fun story to think about. Me sticking my hand in the old runny dog poop. You guys have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with another episode of the Stretch Show podcast. I'll see you.